Welcome to The Atypical Leader with Rick Brennan, where we talk about harnessing what makes you unique
and maybe even a little odd,
while at the same time dismantling the notion that you have to be a certain type of person or act a certain way to be an effective leader.
You're definitely a leader, not a follower.
I like the sound of this.
It's time for us atypical leaders to come out of the shadows and learn to be proud and confident in what makes us different.
I'm proud of who I am.
I'm proud of who I am.
Atypical Leader starts now.
Hello, Judy.
Hi, Rick. How are you this afternoon?
Not bad.
Yeah?
Sitting here with you, looking out at the mountain. You know, the breeze is up. I wouldn't say the cool breeze, but it's not a cool breeze. We just go for it. There's a breeze today.
Yeah, it does help somewhat. Yes, it's a lovely day out.
Lovely
same
day,
as always.
But they're always the same. Yeah. You just got to get over that when you say, you know, back in Canada. It's a beautiful day today. Oh, yeah, nice day. Yeah, no rain. If I go down here, every day is the same. You know, say that, people look at you. Yeah, just like yesterday. Yeah. Just like it's going to be tomorrow.
It's kind of like the sunsets. Everyone rushes out to see the sunset.
That's, I know.
You know, sunset's a sunset.
So you're not a big sunset person?
Well, I am, but, you know, I honestly have shown people a sunset from 2009 and said, oh, look at the sunset. And they go, oh, it was beautiful. Was that last night? And I go, yeah, sure.
Oh, so they lied about it?
They all look the same.
Yeah. So not me. I'm like, I couldn't care less about a sunset. Don't get me wrong. I mean, everybody's going down and having a drink and looking at the sunset. That's all great.
Yeah, we have fun when we do sunset on the terrace.
Yeah, but it's, you know.
Yeah. I feel the
same
way.
And they're all beautiful. They're all beautiful.
But they're gorgeous, but not every day.
I've seen a million of them, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So in that case, I guess I am kind of lying, yeah. But
It's
the same. But, you know, here, this is 2009.
Oh, but you don't say that's 2009.
No.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't do that. I would say, here's a sunset from 2009. They're all the fucking same.
I usually tell them afterwards because I find it very funny. Anywho, what are we talking about today, Rick?
Well, I think that we want to talk about is, you know, we've done a lot of time talking about honesty, truth, values, all those sorts of things that we believe are the key to being a leader.
Right.
Are essential to atypical leadership.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you don't have certain skills that maybe a typical leader has, you have to accent those ones that you do have. And typically, you know, we've been forced to work with people more effectively. We've been forced to delegate. We've been forced to develop high-performance teams.
Right.
You know, bob and weave. And when you do that sort of stuff, you have to have a connection with people. People have to know that you're saying is true, what you're saying is consistent, all those type of things. And we talk a lot about that, which I do believe is absolutely essential.
Yes.
And it's hard to do sometimes. You know, there's sometimes you have to play both sides.
Right.
And to be effective in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can't always hold on to those values. But that's what we talk about. You have to. You have to figure out how to do it. And you know, it's like sometimes, and I think we're going to get into what's a lie, what's not a lie, what's an omission, what's not an omission, that sort of stuff. But it's one thing to not maybe present the facts right.
Okay.
Or incidences in the right way.
Okay.
Or if I broke a rule or whatever. But it's another thing not to believe in who you are. You can never lie about who you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, that's a critical piece. So we're going to talk about reality. We're going to try in this episode to talk about what's the reality? Oh, goody two shoes, spirituality, love everybody, blah, blah. Where does it really lie?
Right.
You know, and what in our thinking is okay, and what in your thinking is okay, and what's not okay. And I think that the piece that we really got to get to that's not okay, because if you're neurodiverse, if you're atypical, you've got to own who you are. And that means that if you're quirky or you have to do things in a certain way, you have to organize yourself in certain ways, or if you have to talk in a certain way, then you have to make sure that the people know that your team knows that your boss knows that, because it's going to reflect how you do things.
Right, exactly.
And if you don't talk about it honestly, then now there's an inconsistency between how I've projected myself, how I've told you who I am, and how I do things. And it's that inconsistency that you can't allow to happen.
Right. And you can't lie to yourself.
You can't lie to yourself. Well, we always talk about self-awareness.
Right.
So self-awareness is key. So part of being a great leader, a great atypical leader, is understanding who you are.
Right.
The second part of that is then to make sure that the people around you know who you are.
Don't lie.
Well, you're saying in this context, I think, a little harsh. It's not don't lie. You need to take the step to make sure people are aware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the past, I think people would lie. I think that more and more it's become more accepted if you're neurodiverse, if you're atypical. Well, we're certainly trying to help that pass so people understand that more.
Right.
Okay. Maybe 20 years ago, I think people lied about that. Like 50 years ago, people would lie and say if you were gay.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's come along, and I think neurodiversity has come along. That I think we're in that phase now that it's more open. That yes, and I am neurodiverse. Yeah, I do have dyslexia. I do have ADHD, and as a result of that, this is the way I operate.
Mm-hmm.
No hard feelings. It's just me and the way I do. But
right.
Let me tell you what's in it for you. Because I do it that way, I'm very effective with people. I do. I'm a very good delegator. I'm all these sorts of things.
Right.
So if you see me doing things this way, that's why I'm doing things this way.
Right. But you don't think people still lie about that and put forward someone that they think will be acceptable as opposed to putting their true self head?
I think you've got something. I think that there are pressures in the corporate world to be typical.
Right.
Because if you're typical, you get ahead.
Right.
Right? If you conform to the corporate philosophies, to the corporate culture, to all of these sorts of things, you fit in better.
Right.
So there is that tendency to hide or lie about who you might be. The problem with that is you start to negate the strengths that you have.
Right.
Because if I've got to act like you, then I can't really just show the strengths that make me me.
Right.
That will make me excel in the workplace. And that's the inconsistency that you don't ever want to happen.
Yeah,
right.
I agree. 100%. 100%.
Right, for sure. So, and everyone lies.
Everybody.
Everybody lies. And you know what? And it doesn't take away from your values. Now, there's degrees of that, right?
Right. What I call a little white lie.
Like what would you say?
Okay, a little white lie would be, Rick, how do you think my hair looks today?
Hanging over your ears. covering your eyes.
Yeah, no, you should have just said, man, fabulous, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. But no, and those are the things that,
right.
I mean, come on. What are you going to be? And say, let's assume I don't like your hair. What, are I going to be honest and hurt your feelings?
No, because then I wouldn't like you anymore.
No, but it's not the point. It's that why would you want to do that? That would be hurtful towards someone.
Right.
So that is an appropriate lie. Well,
another one is husband or wife, girlfriend, boyfriend. And I say to you, honey, does this outfit make me look fat? And you say,
you look tremendous.
There.
Oh, my God. I can't believe how good you look tonight.
Yeah. Instead of,
you look like 2-ton Sally.
Or as my mother would say, looks like two little boys fighting under a blanket in those pants.
Yeah. And listen, and don't get sucked into, and you're saying it like a guy's always remarking to the girl, but it's the other way too, you know?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Because you don't want to hurt people. And that stays in the line of us, be kind to people.
But you know, but exactly. So
right?
There you go. You're not telling the truth, but it goes in line with good moral fiber.
That's right.
So yeah. I'm lying to help, to
protect,
motivate, to protect,
right,
to do all those type of things.
Right.
Now, there's other levels of that, right?
Can you have a story about that?
Well, let's take expense reports.
Okay, that's a good one.
Now, I'm not out there saying everybody should cheat on their expense reports, but I can tell you through the life that I've led and, you know, all that sort of stuff. If you're in the sales game,
right,
and you're out with customers and you're trying to make big sales, sometimes you will compromise in what they – corporate policy is,
mm-hmm,
you know, they're all over the place, right?
Right.
Some are drink away. Some are, well, two drinks with supper. Some are this. Some are you can't buy certain things for customers. And, you know, that's just not the way it works. So sometimes, you know, I've seen, you know, we're not really supposed to buy merchandise for customers. I'm having a golf game with a customer, say, mm-hmm, we're away at a resort for a couple nights, and you know, he's eyeballing a sweater. And we'll say, listen, I'll buy one for myself. We'll both have one.
Right.
You know? And boom, I make the sale. Totally appropriate in my book.
Right.
But not in the accountants or the policy or the, you know, policy guards.
Right.
Because that's not the way it's written. And I get the guidelines and that's what they're there for. But, you know, if you're going to be effective, you've got to sometimes use good common sense.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a question.
But let me add to that. If I walked into your house and there was $1,000 on the table and I put it into my pocket,
mm-hmm,
I mean, come on.
Well, that's stealing.
That's stealing. But that, too, is just so wrong. So
I know.
Wrong, so wrong.
But that's stealing. But then I would come out and say, Rick, there was $1,000 there. Did you take it? And you go, No.
My God, you look good in that dress.
You'd be lying.
Yeah, no, but of course, I mean, there's different degrees of that. Right. And a lot of it is situational. I just want to add to the point, because sometimes there's a difference between individual and a corporate. And, you know, sometimes it's okay in a corporate environment, and sometimes it's different in an individual environment.
Okay.
Because where I might take the extra drink and I'm going to take $5 off the table if I'm out with you having a drink.
Right. Yeah.
Totally exactly. different. Yeah. Totally different situation. Right. You know what I mean?
So going back to the expense account, like to me, so people fudge them all the time, but do you lie on them? Like, do you say, instead of saying you bought, okay, so.
Am I going to say I bought that sweater for myself? Never.
So you would allocate that cost to something else on your expense.
Yeah, the customer's sweater was twice as expensive.
Right. Or you had to drive the customer somewhere, so it was.
Well, typically you keep it in the same box because the receipt says that, you know.
So you're actually lying on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, blatantly lying and not caring.
I don't care. Okay. I'm aware.
I mean,
I'm aware of what I'm doing, but my job is to close that deal.
Right. Okay.
My job is to not worry about $40 for a sweater, mm-hmm. but worry about the $10 million contract.
Right.
That's my job.
Okay.
So if in my intuition and the way I operate, mm-hmm. because, you know, I'm kind of enthusiastic, let's say, and out there and having fun and that sort of stuff, that kind of falls into the people that I can connect with and make that sale.
Right.
You know, and that's not like a walk, run out, and I'm buying sweaters all the time for all these customers or myself. That's not the case. But in certain situations, if it's called for, I would. I mean, I had a guy who always wanted, you know, some Pro V golf balls. So I'd go and I'd buy him some Pro V golf balls. Why not? But if you ask someone else, more from the typical side of it, they would do. Now, I'm not telling people to go get in trouble. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that sometimes it's just not as clear. And don't confuse these type of omissions. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I call them lies.
Call them lies. Yeah. Call them what you want to call them. That sometimes are just simply appropriate and the best thing to do for the company.
Well, and I think what we're trying to say, too, is that lies.
This is all going to get me in trouble. People, accountants will be just fucking heads will be spinning like The Exorcist. Yes, yeah.
They'll be going back 40 years. Oh, my God.
No. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I think what we're saying is we're trying to show that, yes, we do preach goodness, all that, but we have to aware that we're going to lie, that other people are going to lie to us, and deal with it.
But it's the appropriateness. It's that line between this is because the outcome is going to be a good thing.
Okay.
As opposed to this is just me grabbing something for myself.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're doing this because the outcome is going to push the company and my goals forward. Everybody wins. And the problem with that, everybody will justify that wrong. And that's where if you have that core mm-hmm. moral fiber to really steal or whatever, but I'm not going to be stupid here. You know, I need to do the right thing to push the goals and the company goals, my goals, the customer's goals forward.
Okay.
And, you know.
So it's okay then if you lie.
Is it okay for me to tell you your hair looks good?
Yes.
Okay. So we've already established that lying in certain situations is good.
So when is lying not good?
I think when it hurts others.
Okay.
I think there's a degree to that. I can't go buy a customer a new car. You know, I think there's a difference when it's personal and it's individual related as opposed to company related.
Okay.
You know, I don't have all the answers to that.
No, I'm just,
I don't think it's black and white as we like to make it. The point that we're trying to make it is I've broken the rules. Mm-hmm. I've lied. Mm-hmm. I've done all those things on multiple occasions. But I would still think my moral fiber is still very strong, that I still hold I put people in the right category. I treat them honestly, effectively. And I'm totally trustworthy when it comes to people and individuals and personalities.
And your word.
And my word.
That's important.
Right.
That you don't lie about your word.
Right.
But
because even my boss, most of my bosses, not all of them, would ask, so Rick, what's the fucking lot of money there? I say, yeah, don't fucking ask.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
There you go. Okay. So Rick, don't ask. You know, so, you know.
Don't ask, there's don't
even
tell.
There's even that line.
But for our listeners who may not, our listeners, they're learning to stand up. They're developing their superpowers, and they might not know quite yet where that line is.
Well, be cautious with that line.
Right.
I think you know it's common sense.
Yes.
You know, and I came from a different era where that stuff was, you know, a little more accessible. Money ruled pretty much. And, you know, now HR and the accountants have a tight rein on that.
Yeah, I'm
not
think
suggesting
it's as easy.
That you should do anything to get yourself fired.
Right.
Or even feel bad. If you feel bad about doing it, don't do it.
Then you know it's wrong.
Never do that.
Right.
But, you know, if you're in a situation and you know, I mean, I can't speak. Every company's different and regulates those type of policies differently. That's not the point. The point is that directly, we're not trying to get too carried away with this, be good, be spiritual, love everyone, you know, respect everyone, that there is a reality to that.
Yes.
And sometimes hard decisions have to be made. Sometimes rules have to be broken. And sometimes you even have to lie.
Right. Right.
So it's all about degree. It's all about intent. It's all about those things. It's kind of a weird conversation. A lot of people just go like, you're fucking listening to him. Fucking listen to him talk. He's crazy. No, he's going to get us all fired. Like,
I know. And that's what I'm saying. And there's also this very, very fine line between lying and stealing.
Absolutely.
You know, the one that kind of confuses me at time. Well, if you do that, you know, you're stealing from the company. I'm just going to go back to the expense report because it's a really good example. So when you fudge it, and you say that his sweater cost $80 and not $40. So you're lying. So like we said, you have to say, what is the outcome of this? Why am I doing this? Is it for the benefit of getting a $10 million deal, you know, $40? And am I comfortable with it? In business, the one thing I used to always say to people, I always sleep at night.
Right. That's, you know, very good. Yes.
I never sat up and thought, did I do this wrong? You know, if I could sleep at night, I know I made the right decision. If I couldn't sleep at night and really pondered it and, you know, fretted about it, then I know I made the wrong decision.
Yes, agreed 100%. Unless you have rumination and you sit and fret about everything every night.
Well, that's true. That's another story, though.
To get it on your little piece of paper. I don't, you know, it's a weird conversation. I don't know if, I, you know, as we talk, I don't even know if we'll air this session because it's just odd. And it does give me, even as I talk about it, the sense that we're justifying things.
It is kind of a justification,
you know,
isn't it?
I don't know that it will come across the right way. So we'll have to listen to this.
Yeah.
And see if it works.
Yeah. If it does, well, you'll be hearing it.
You'll be hearing it. And if it doesn't, well, we'll just archive it and you know, whatever. Because
It's a tricky conversation.
It's a tricky conversation.
It really
right?
is.
It truly
and,
is.
And
yeah.
People really... You know, they sit back and they judge, even though they know that they do it. But when you admit that you do lie, it always sounds like you're justifying it, and they can sit back and judge, even though they do it themselves.
Right. And that's the crazy part about the corporate world, and I've lived all levels of that.
Exactly.
Right? So I really have experienced it at the lower levels and at the higher levels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not for executives to go and have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars of bottles of wine and fancy dinners and craziness. And, you know, then, you know, you get ridiculed because you bought a sweater for a customer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and that's how I would think about it. My investment was much better than the wine that I don't drink.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
But it really is. But I think, again, ultimately, there's the two sides of the coin. But if you're doing it... And you feel good about it. And again, being atypical, don't lie to others.
It's about yourself.
Yeah, about yourself. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Thank you for doing that. Because it diminishes you. And we have to use our superpowers.
Right. Because you need a consistency between who you say you are and how you act.
Right.
Drawing that consistency then just nullifies everything.
Exactly. And if you... tell them that and you have then have to act like that, then it's even harder because,
really the point of all this. And if, you know, one of the skills that as an atypical, you'll have the ability to bob and weave better than the typical because you've lived that life.
Exactly.
Well, bobbing and weaving is kind of the examples that we use. Maybe not the right examples. Maybe it's not going to come across right. But my ability is to understand a situation, understand how I'm going to get the most out of the decision, knowing when to take a left and a right turn. And sometimes they put you in situations where I got to buy a sweater for a customer.
Right.
And he's not going to take the sweater. I know he really wants the sweater, but he's not going to take the sweater. And I go, well, fuck, I'll get one too.
And then lie about it.
Well, I have to because I'm not allowed to do that.
If your conscience is clean and you can sleep at night, that's okay. But don't lie about who you are.
Well, that's the most important thing. And I don't want to get carried away. There is a degree to all of this. But back to if you can sleep at night, you're probably good to go.
All right. I think that's it, Mr. Brennan.
Okay. Ciao. Wow.
Okay.
Oof, Jesus Christ.
Holy cow.
I'll be able to sleep tonight.
Okay.
Ciao. Thanks for joining us today and listening to another episode of The Atypical Leader. If you haven't already done so, like, share, and follow me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. By liking and sharing, you will help other atypicals find all of us, so we can all start to leverage the stories, strategies, and strengths of what make us all unique. Keep listening and remember, take charge and push away those self-doubts. Leverage what we're talking about. Be confident in who you are and proud of what makes you unique.
So join me, Rick Brennan, and my co-host Judy Sims on the next episode of The Atypical Leader. And don't forget to get your copy of the book, The Atypical Leader, Harnessing the Power of Neurodiversity on Amazon. To learn more about us, leadership, and neurodiversity, please go to our website, atypicalleader.com.
Thanks for listening. Let's do it again next week.